sir.
How long does it take you? Just a minute.
Yes?
Hello?
Just a moment.
Hubert.
Yes, Mr. President.
AP-123 is bringing us problems. The vice president hasn't got his hasn't got his plan, but he's got his backpacks. He has a passport. He's willing to travel, and Johnson gives a signal. I'm just keeping the record from September to October free of speaking engagements on assumption of global journeys. Correspondence roughly with his astronauts, Cupper and Conrad.
Now you, if you want to get somebody to travel, why don't you keep this stuff out of the paper? We're trying to sit down and work out a list for 6 or 8. And put that damn press man on the boat and send him off. And just
a living mortal has said a living word to a living soul about any of this. This is a story, and it has no one has talked a word.
You look at my record, Vice President, and yours, and see which one got in the newspapers. You try to stay out of it if you can. It just gives us all kinds of problems. I had to tell them today to just not send over any more task force reports, because we had one on the cities and the Washington Post published it. By God, before I've even seen it. Now it's back where Heller was and his plan. And we just can't, we got to have confidence in each other, but I can't. Every day I pick up some big interview or story that comes out of this shop somewhere. So just put a stop to them. Make them quit it. There's no reason for us to have this difference, and it doesn't help a damn bit. This just creates a 100 problems for me. I haven't even got over the denunciation in the Star editorial this afternoon about sending the astronauts and exploiting them and using them for political purposes before here comes one that announces that the vice president's ready to take off of them. Now, it just, you don't see this whole picture, and if you'll just get rid of that press man, whoever he is, the last thing you want to do is be in the papers if you can avoid it. Just stay out. The column inches are not going to advance you or me or get us paid for it. If you just can effectively do your work, we'll have more things than any two paragraphs in some paper can. If you just close that mimeograph down, get rid of that fella, get him to traveling somewhere, tell him that, by God, you're the only one that's going to talk to any newspaper reporter, and then you're not going to speak for the record unless you ask to. It'll be the most helpful thing we can have.
I agree with that. Thank
just get a hold of them and tell them, because I've got to explain. I had a knockdown drag out on this already with the Secretary of State and the head of NASA, and this doesn't help me. Now, I can't tell you all those things, and I don't want to get into them, but this just cuts my gut out, and they don't imagine them. They get a little blank somewhere, so they're getting a little chick, so just cut them off that tip and say the one thing we don't want to do is to get in a newspaper, and then, by God, we'll start making progress, and I think you'll be happier, and we'll be happier, and there'll certainly be a better operation.
I agree with you.
Okay, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye.